coming up on 14 before 6, 64 degrees. And it's the day after the day one of the picnic at the parking lot, Jason Cans. And I exited the premises shortly before it officially started, 11 to 7. But, you know, considering we had an 80% chance of rain as recently for Thursday, as recently as Wednesday, looked like we fared okay here in that department, huh?
Yeah, you know, somebody had posted pictures last night or yesterday at some point of the donuts, and I thought, my goodness, those look almost frameable, beautiful.
Yeah, that was the food truck Holy Donuts, and they were here with Demeter's. Euros was here, so, and raising funds. All the tips and donations going to benefit Hope Village and the tiny houses. So,
very cool. Uh-huh. Very cool.
Yeah. All right. As we head into the weekend, one spiritual thought, and it may not seem all that significant, but I think it's just an honest one. I remember seeing Larry Crabb 1994 in Appleton, and what he blew me away with was to stand in front of this large crowd for this event. I think it was a Friday night and a Saturday, the whole deal, and he's just like, I'm a mess and so are you. And I appreciated that, and it because it just wasn't part of what you find. And even as I sit here this morning, that's just the reality, you know, compared to who God is and Jesus and where you'd like to be. Like, I want to suggest I'm a mess and so are you. You agree?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think that's, it's good for us to be able to own that, to acknowledge that we we're not whole yet, even mm-hmm. though we may be on the journey toward integration, the journey mm-hmm. toward wholeness. We have a long way to go, and I think it's good to own up to the ongoing brokenness within us. You know, I think of another thing Larry Crabb said. He was speaking at a conference once, and someone said to him that he hadn't sinned in many years. And Larry's immediate response was, well, what about the sin of pride? Uh-huh. And he said the person didn't talk to him for the rest of the weekend. So,
yeah,
you know, I think that's good for us. If we can't acknowledge that we're sinful, what hope do we have for receiving the blessing of God's grace?
Here's the one thing with Phariseeism, to whatever degree, the bar is too low. You know, if you think you're that good, you know, you obviously don't see how high the bar is. What you think, say, and do, what you do and don't do. So, hey, you had a fun post yesterday. A lot of people reacted to. What five movies that aren't Star Wars are you confident you've seen at least 10 times? You got a lot of comments and a lot of response. That's a lot of times to see just one movie, much less five of them.
You know, and I think it was interesting to read through the responses because there were some folks who were like, I would never watch a movie a second time. And, you know, my top one on my list was the movie Tommy Boy, which some people find completely stupid. But I've probably, and this is not an overestimate, I've probably seen it at least 85 times.
What do you love about it so much?
You know, I think at this point it's a comfort movie. I was doing my master's program, I think, when it came out, and just was a huge fan of the physical humor of Chris Farley. You know, at that point we were with a couple of guys that were in the residence halls. We watched it every day, and even now, I think my son Ian has probably seen it a dozen times, and so we usually watch it when Heather's not in the house.
Yeah, that's no, so. And your other ones were every Harry Potter movie you've seen 10 or more times. Wow, The Greatest Showman, Hamilton, and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. So,
yeah, I thought there were a lot more that I could put on. One of my friends. Had Rebecca Poquette had said that she probably could have put 100 different movies on the list.
Did she see 10 or more times?
Yeah. I don't know if I could say, I don't know if I could do 100, but there are a lot of movies that I watch over and over again.
So. Okay, so I'm doing other things. Yeah, I mean, I think Princess Bride for sure is there. I was surprised that that's not there for you.
I've seen that more than 10 times.
Right.
That was, I think, the one that probably showed up most on the, because there were 50 responses, and I think that was the one that most people had commented
and that's,
on.
So. Yeah, that's one where you don't get, it's fun to go back. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And then I thought.
The original?
With Gene Wilder. Okay. Yeah, the other one, don't even mention the other one. I mean, I think the other one. you know, when you have something that's so good the first time. But then also, I think it wouldn't count as a movie, but the Rudolph Christmas special, I think I've seen more than 10 times. Yeah. But I want to say this because June Lockhart from the Lost in Space television show, can we get a little bit of that music here this morning? June Lockhart, the Lost in Space television. Do you remember the TV show Lost in Space?
Vaguely.
Okay.
I remember
Lost I'm a little
in
older
space.
Than you. But anyhow, so because I mentioned that because when I saw her birthday today, how old is she today? Anyhow, she is 96, actually. She was in Lassie and then the TV show Lost in Space. And so I liked that show as a kid, and I was fired up for the movie. One of the biggest disappointments I've ever had in terms of a movie. Did you ever see the Lost in Space movie with Matt LeBlanc?
I tried.
Yeah,
I tried.
It was not good.
It didn't hold me. No, it was not good. I agree.
I just want to acknowledge it's one of the bigger disappointments. All right, friend. Yeah. Take care. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody. Jason Kanz. Well, it is the day after the event we had here yesterday, the parking lot picnic. And I got to say, I left around 10:30 or so. Susan Jacoby, by the way, good morning.
Good morning. Hi,
but
everybody.
You were here for lunch and then and later for True Service. So give us the full recap here.
Well, all I can say is I was dazzled with happiness. I could not believe the number of people that came. It was fantastic. And if you missed it, there's another one coming up in July. So please come.
Yeah.
The food was delicious. The people were friendly. I saw my girl Lauren, who I've been texting on the listener text line because she's my Mother of the Bride mentor. I met Caleb Ender and his girlfriend. And
you met our own Caleb Swenson's parents.
Yes, I got the tea on Caleb. Young Caleb as a child.
Uh-huh,
I met
good.
Sarah and Steve.
Yeah.
So it was just super fun. And we did, because there was no rain, there was lots of inflatables.
Uh-huh.
And True Servo actually interceded and prayed for us, our community.
Wow.
Powerful to have a black man come here and lift us up and share a little bit of his heart and what he's doing in Minneapolis.
Yeah, he's been very involved there.
Oh, man.
Right.
It was just really good. And I don't want to be one of those people who gives you fear of missing out or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I only went to one last year, but now I'm really motivated to go to all of them. It's just a great place.
I was not able to make it back, but I'm glad you were here and you got a True Service sweatshirt.
I did. Zach and I got little matching hoodies. I said, let's get a t-shirt. And True goes, that's a hoodie. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll take it.
Yeah, there you go. You're set. You're good. All right. Our question of the morning is name a movie that you've seen 10 or more times. Our friend Jason Kanz posted this yesterday.
All right.
Some others have been popping in my head.
Let's hear.
I said Wizard of Oz, Princess Bride.
Yes.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah.
Godfather.
Really?
Where My Godfather. That's my favorite movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
A lot of times the sequel gets
Godfather
attention.
Or Godfather 2.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Right. And then people say, why did they make 3? But Bethany says,
I'm one of those people who says, why did they?
Bethany says Bug's Life. Tammy says the movie Grease.
Nice.
Okay. So
I love both Bug's Life and Grease.
Anyhow, we're taking those on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page, plus also on the listener line at 715-396-1670.
I'm so suggestible. All I want to do is watch movies now.
Yeah, there
we
you
talk
go.
About donuts. I want donuts. Now I want to watch movies.
You're the dream person from Madison Avenue. Sarah chimes in on the listener line at 396-1670. Says Parent Trap and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yes.
She says both with my daughter when she was little.
Aww.
So, all right. Before we get to kind of Caleb's take on the 8 hours of activity here, just the big carnival.
It was so good.
Going on at WWIB, the first of 4 picnics in the parking lot. Our question of the morning on the listener line at 396-1670, as well as the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page, is name a movie you've seen 10 or more times, thanks to our friend Jason Kanz, who posted this yesterday. He said, not counting Star Wars, so I'm just going to say, we didn't give that disclaimer, but Julie says, Grease, The Sound of Music, and Mary Poppins, a lot of classics there. How about you, Caleb?
I'd have to say probably The Sound of Music is up there along mm-hmm. with It's a Wonderful Life, which might mm-hmm. be my favorite movie of all time.
Mm-hmm. I like it,
so
too.
So that's there. I've seen parts of Finding Nemo many more than 10 times because it was one of my younger siblings, who shall remain nameless, one of their favorite movies growing up. And so it was on all the time.
Keep on swimming.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. I don't know. I There's not a ton of movies that I can say, man, I've seen them double digits, but, you know, multiple times, sure.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. And
spoken like a man who's never watched The Godfather.
So how about yesterday? The lot of activity, a lot of preparation and planning went into that. Huh?
Yeah, and it was great to, again, have so many friends out there from Demeter's and Holy Donuts. Uh-huh. Phenomenal, phenomenal food. Really, really enjoyed that. And it seemed like a lot of you did as well. So thank you so much, everybody who came out. And Marquardt Motors and Edina Realty, great sponsors. In fact, Marquardt's our presenting sponsor of these parking lot picnics all throughout the summer to help make them possible. They each gave $500 in matching funds for your tips. Rock and Roll to Go Plus. The kids really seemed to enjoy the inflatables that they brought out. And True Serva, it was great to have him and Joel Robertson join us, and some great ministry, not only in the music but between the songs as well too, from True. And I know that even as he was praying over the crowd at the end, there were some things that he said that really spoke to me as well too, with some things that I've been struggling with. And he said, for those who are following after the Lord, he said, God, I pray that they would not be weary in doing well. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I struggle with so much, where sometimes you just feel so beaten down, and it's just like, I don't think I can go on.
Right.
And yet we have those promises in scripture of that, you know, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. And so that was for me, I think, last night.
I thought that was powerful too, when he prayed for us. And I didn't expect that. You never know what's going to happen at these events. And that was life-changing.
Yeah.
It really was.
So really, really great to get caught up with True. And again, Mike Cahoon and everyone from Hope Village who came out. We had Kiri there giving the massages as well for free by donation to Hope Village. And grand total of just under $3,700 was raised for Hope Village.
Thank you, everyone. So, thank you for your generosity.
Really a great, great morning, afternoon, and evening. And thank you so much for everyone who came out. And we praise the Lord as well, too. That forecast changed dramatically overnight. And other than
that's
just a few sprinkles. Yeah. And again, you know, I heard that there were some other events going on that got hit pretty hard. And we were graciously skipped. And so praise the Lord for that.
Amazing.
As well.
I just have to say what everybody's thinking. Every woman that I know the tiny houses are amazing for ministry and with mentors, and but they are darn cute. Mm. Those tiny houses are adorable.
Everyone needs that safe place to be able to call home.
I know.
A powerful ministry. Hope Village, you can find out more online. If you miss the event, want to give online or consider volunteering, easy ways to do that as well. 749, 68 degrees. Kayla, Mark, and Susan on the WIB Wake Up Show. And this is what we try and do as a public service every single Friday here on the show. Because again, you have busy lives. Everyone does. And there's no possible way that you can stay up to date on everything that's going on. News, sports, politics, pop culture, etc. So we bring it to you now, and we give it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. It's called Headlines. Here we go.
Another study has concluded that chocolate is good for the heart.
So in case of emergency, place a chocolate chip under my tongue, please.
Will do.
The United Nations estimates that by 2050, the world will have almost 10 billion people.
And in fact, each with their own podcast.
Isn't that true?
So true. Yeah.
Another new study says fish can actually recognize you.
Oh, look, my human is back from the mailbox. And it looks like he's still in pajama pants.
Fish see all.
Oh, my. People are making travel plans again.
My neighbors actually always call me for vacation advice. They like to schedule there so that they're not home when I try to light the grill.
Yeah.
Researchers have discovered the part of the brain that dictates why some people can't stop doom scrolling.
It's called the Twitter bellum.
Very true. FedEx is testing self-driving delivery vehicles in Houston.
Ooh, I wish I'd lived there so that one of the autonomous vehicles crashes. I can call 911 and say, Houston, we have a problem.
Apollo 13.
That's right.
Hey, a study finds that first-time dads gain an average of 4.4 pounds.
It's got to be the pockets full of Binky's goldfish crackers and caffeine pills.
Microsoft unveiled a new version of Windows this week.
Yeah, for the first time, you'll be able to schedule when it crashes.
Handy feature.
If only.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Value. What do we value? What has objective value? What is sentimental value? I love Antiques Roadshow. How about you?
I do. You know, if I happen to flip to PVS, it's something that I will get stuck on for a bit, too, because it's like, I bet that's worth a lot. Usually I'm wrong.
I know. I know. One time I had this antiques appraiser come into my house after watching Antiques Roadshow. Everything I thought was valuable, she said, she wrote down, value, sentimental. But then she was sort of eyeing a baseball card, so I don't know. But anyway, here's a really cool story coming out of Italy. A lost Rembrandt painting rediscovered after falling off a wall. A Rembrandt painting that was long considered to be lost has been rediscovered after it fell off the wall of a home in Italy. They sent it for restoration and discovered that it was the Adoration of the Magi. Magi.
Yeah.
Sorry. Painted by Rembrandt.
Huh.
I can't believe it. He painted around 1632, and it was considered to be one of his lost paintings.
Not anymore.
So now they're cleaning it up. The family does not want to sell it, but they are going to loan it to museums so that the world can enjoy this beautiful piece of artwork.
Wow.
I know. All my paintings, this woman said to me, well, the frame is worth something. I don't know about the art.
I don't know if I have, and I like old things. I mean, a lot of our house, there's an addition on it, but a lot of our house was built in 1880.
That's so cool.
I like big old houses and things like that. Yeah. Not always the energy bill, but I love the house.
Yeah, right.
And, but I don't know that we have a lot of, you know, antique-y, super valuable things, but there's definitely that sentimental value. And part yes. of me wonders, too, like if something's been passed down in your family from generation to generation, even if it is worth a ton, would you really ever sell it? It's like,
no.
Oh, wow, that's worth 30 grand. I don't know that I would want to part with it because some things are far more important than money.
Yeah.
So
I'm not going to part with the little chimney sweeper Hummel that I got from my grandma Margaret.
And some of those things that have so much value, like when you pull out the Christmas ornaments, because we're 6 months from Christmas.
Yes. Today.
You pull out some of those Christmas ornaments that you made or that your kids made.
Yeah.
And those are some of those most valuable things in our house, even as the glue and the macaroni and stuff starts to fall off.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think it's pretty cool that they have unexpected treasure. They're not going to benefit from it financially, but the world benefits.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show. Time for the best of the week. This is the shortest one we compiled in our 33 so far. Here we go.
You know, being a parent is like jumping out of a plane with a bunch of people who don't know how to open their parachutes. So you fly around doing it for them, and then you hit the ground, but you don't die. You get up and cook dinner.
Oh, man.
Well, a survey has found that almost a third of adults believe a first date should include food.
Mm.
2 in 5 have assessed a date by the way they eat, such as chewing loudly, while a fifth would judge someone if they asked for a doggy bag for leftovers.
They would judge someone for that?
Oh, see, you and Phil, you would both get a doggy bag.
Sure.
When you're on a first date, it's like, what do I care? I'm so rich. I don't need these leftovers. Okay. That's the image you're going for.
That thought never crosses my mind. So cap it off with the number for the day, 200 million. That's the number of insects for every human being on Earth. That's not just a number. It's not just, there's 200 million insects. That's the number for every human. Wow. That is staggering. 54 degrees, and welcome back to Susan.
Welcome back to me. I had a little scratch on my eye because I was mowing our lawn, and it was very dry, and there was all kind of debris that flew up. And, man, that was just... I apologize to God for taking my sight for granted.
Are you gonna wear goggles next time you mow?
That's the funny thing is I said to Phil, this is just hurts. He goes, that's why I usually wear goggles. I'm like, thanks for the tip.
So I can remember, I'd be interested, your first date with Phil.
Uh-huh. It was at a Christmas party.
Was there food?
Okay, so it was a potluck. I brought spanakopita, this little spinach phyllo Greek dish.
Yeah.
He takes the dish from me, he puts it in the back seat of the car, and puts a seatbelt around it.
Oh. You had to know you were marrying him right there. I mean, good grief. Yeah,
like,
for sure.
To treat my dish with such reverence. I'm like, whoa, this is the one.
You know, my goal here in 2021 was to lose about 10 pounds, and I was at the Y yesterday, and I got about 15 to go. So.
Oh, man. Me too, Mark. Yeah, I feel your pain. Coffee's yucky. Kids aren't going to drink that much coffee, but something delicious and fruity.
It's truth wrapped in fun in the WIB Wake Up Show, Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 9 here on WIB.
Thank you, Havel.